Here's some examples of some accusations audits that you can use with your employees. You probably think I'm just trying to impose my will. You think we're being difficult and trying to make an example of you. We probably appear like we're disorganized. You may even be worried about the time commitment involved with this. Anytime you're making an ask, anytime that you're going to share bad news with them, you want to lead with that. And when I say anytime you're making an ask, I mean any ask that you're going to make. If the conversation is going down a hole that you don't want to go down and you want to redirect the conversation, would it be a bad idea if I ask you a question? That's a no-oriented question. And before you make the actual ask, you're going to say, this is going to sound harsh. This is going to sound offensive. Are you against moving this conversation back in X direction? So as small of an ask as that is, it needs to be set up with an accusations audit. Boilerplate accusations audit. These are probably appropriate in almost every conversation that you engage in with your subordinate. You probably are wondering why you agreed to come in here in the first place. You may be incredibly busy right now. This is probably the last thing you want to do. This might be a complete waste of your time. You may even think this is unfair. And the accusations audit that you cannot do without in any difficult conversation, superior to subordinate, peer to peer, or negotiating up. This is how I instruct all of my clients to close out their accusations audit. If at any point during the course of this conversation you think I'm being unfair, stop me. We're going to rewind the conversation back to where the unfairness began, and we're going to pick it up from there. That should be your concluding lie, to take the concept of fairness off the table. People will use that word fair to manipulate you. And even in the smallest of conversations, I want to take that specter out of the air. I want to take it off of the table. I want to prevent them from using that concept against me. And if you set it up like that, I promise you, you will not hear the word fair come out of the mouth of the other side.